Let's take a moment now to honor a longtime colleague. The Midwest Bureau Chief of our national desk, Ken Barkas, has died today of complications arising from throat cancer. He was 67 years old. Ken's imprint can be felt throughout our newsroom and on the programs you hear today. The many people that he edited over the years included, in my early years here, me. NPR's Melissa Block has this remembrance.
So many of the voices you hear on NPR will tell you that Ken shaped them into the reporters they are today by mentoring, cajoling, and sometimes critiquing with blunt, painful truths when a story was weak or a description cliché. NPR correspondent Tovia Smith remembers one of her first edits with Ken decades ago.
And he said he wanted my story to sing or something like that. And when I gave him what I wrote, he just went like silent for a second. And then he blurts out at me, I was asking for a symphony. This is like elevator music. That stung.
But Tovia says it didn't take long to discover Ken's big-hearted side.
Just below that prickly exterior, he really was a total mushball.
Another NPR correspondent, Eric Westervelt, also got his start with Ken as his editor.
He would completely cut through the BS, and I'd hear him in my head years later if I was overseas on deadline covering a war or conflict. Here's Barkas in my head asking the so what question, and how, is this new, and why would some listener in Miami or Des Moines want to hear this?
Ken took immense pride in his Ohio roots, and he championed coverage of his region, the Midwest. After years working at NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C., he persuaded NPR to move his job instead to his native, beloved Cleveland. That's where he and his wife Ellen raised their daughters, Julia and Kate. Here's Ken on NPR's Talk of the Nation in 2002, countering some stale misconceptions about the Midwest.
The Cuyahoga River, which caught on fire, as you all know, in the 60s or 70s, the river that burns was the big joke for Cleveland, is a river that I now take my children out on kayaking, and we see eagles every time we go out. It's just different than the perception, different than the stereotype, and different than that old New Yorker cartoon of a flyover Midwest area.
Ken really understood that not everything is as it appears in Washington.
Marianne Zalesnik is news director at WVXU in Cincinnati.
He felt it was really important to hear stories of people who are living their lives not on the coast, not in the biggest of cities, but just people living across the country.
It was thanks to Ken's inspiration that NPR now has 5 regional bureau chiefs based all around the country. Among them, our Northeast bureau chief, Andrea De Leon.
Most especially, I think he loved stories that were very human and that took us to places that we might not otherwise go. It wouldn't have to be exotic war zones. They could be much quieter places, but just sort of expanding how we see our country and our fellow Americans and our fellow humans.
Outside of work, Ken loved to kayak and hike and bike. He raised chickens and adopted rescue dogs. His Cleveland yard was and is a glorious profusion of bloom.
Oh my gosh, he has the most amazing garden.
Annie Wu, with IdeaStream Public Media in Cleveland, lives nearby.
There is a water feature of a bicycle where the water makes the tire spin. There's a tire swing off of a giant tree in his front yard, and he has always invited children around the neighborhood to swing on that.
Which tells you something about Ken. He delighted in sharing both what he knew, he was a great source of gossip, and what he had. Random gifts, like the perfect tomato knife he once sent to Andrea De Leon, or the purple hyacinth bean seeds that Marianne Zalesnik found in her mail one day. This summer, in an email announcing his upcoming retirement, Ken said he wanted to be known as the king of moment of joy pieces. We are all so grateful. Melissa Block, NPR News.